This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. For the third day in a row, the United States on Saturday recorded a record number of coronavirus cases in 24 hours. Saturday's total reached nearly 230,000 new infections, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. In that same stretch, the U.S. recorded 2,527 COVID-related deaths. The United States, the country with the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, has seen a dramatic resurgence in its epidemic in recent weeks. U.S. health officials warned of a surge after millions of Americans traveled to celebrate last week's Thanksgiving holiday, despite pleas from authorities to stay home. For 2 weeks, the U.S. has regularly topped 2,000 deaths per day, as it had in the spring at the height of the first wave of the country's outbreak. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 is also steadily increasing, especially in the most populous states of California, Florida, New York, and Texas. That's all according to the COVID Tracking Project. The United States has recorded more than 14.6 million COVID cases and more than 281,000 related deaths since the start of the pandemic. New Delhi woke up to a thick blanket of toxic smog hanging over the city on Sunday morning, pushing pollution levels back to a hazardous level after a respite of a few days. A U.S. embassy measure showed levels of poisonous airborne particles known as PM2.5 had reached 309 on Sunday morning on a scale where the maximum reading is 500. It's almost nine times the upper limit of good quality air at 50. Dust, industrial emissions, and vehicle exhaust have also brought a sharp spike in air pollution levels in the city of more than 20 million people. This is VOA News. The Trump administration late Friday opted not to extend again an order requiring ByteDance, a Chinese company, to divest TikTok's U.S. assets. But sources briefed on the matter told Reuters that talks will continue over the fate of the short video sharing app. A Treasury Department representative said late Friday that the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, is engaging with ByteDance to complete the divestment and other steps necessary to resolve the national security risks. Last week, the committee granted TikTok parent ByteDance a one-week extension until Friday to shed TikTok's U.S. assets. It's the latest of several extensions granted since the original deadline of November 12th. The Justice Department did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Well, both the White House and TikTok declined to comment. The Trump administration contends TikTok poses national security concerns because the personal data of U.S. users could be obtained by China's government. TikTok, which has more than 100 million U.S. users, denies that allegation. Striking Peruvian workers temporarily erected new blockades on the Pan-American Highway on Saturday, a day after they had ended a five-day blockage following the shelving of a controversial agricultural law. The workers are demanding that agro-exporting companies raise their salaries from $11 to $18 a day. They used rocks, burning tires, and an overturned minivan to block the highway. On Thursday, police opened fire on one group of protesting farm workers, killing one worker in the first labor dispute confronting President Francisco Sagasti since the centrist politician took office 3 weeks ago. Workers had cheered word on Friday that Peru's Congress, at the president's behest, had repealed a law that gave exporters tax breaks but kept wages at a level workers considered unfairly low. Clashes erupted Saturday between Palestinians and Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank as hundreds of Palestinians mourned the death of a 13-year-old who died after being shot by Israeli troops. The Palestinian Health Ministry said Ali Abu Aliyah was hit in the stomach and died later at a hospital on Friday. The Israeli military said dozens of rioters hurled rocks at Israeli soldiers and border police, who responded with riot dispersal means. It denied that its forces used live ammunition. On Saturday, mourners carried the teenager's body wrapped in a Palestinian flag through the streets. They chanted, "With soul and blood, we will redeem you, martyr." Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.